Hello and welcome back. This is Robert Fleming. I'm one of the partners in the Tucson, Arizona elder law firm of Fleming and Curdy PLC, and you're listening to Elder Law Issues, our weekly, more or less weekly, podcast of, guess what, because the title may have given it away, Elder Law Issues, and we're happy to have you join us again. Normally, I would be talking to one of the other partners in the office here, but if you're a regular listener, you know that we're trying to introduce people to several of the staff members and talk a little bit about what an elder law practice looks like. And today I'm going to be talking to Jessica Lopez, who has a couple of different jobs. Before I tell you what her jobs are and we talk about them, welcome, Jessica, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, thank you.
Don't be nervous. I won't be asking you any questions that have trick answers, I promise. Jessica does a couple of things, as I said, in the office. The two primary things today, where her current job assignment is that she's the person that you talk to when you call in and say, I would like to make an appointment, or I would like to find out something more. So she's the friendly voice that most people hear as their first or second call. The other thing that Jessica does is to handle signings when people have completed estate plans, and she's one of the people who will talk to the clients and get them sworn in and have them sign their wills and trusts and powers of attorney and the like. One of the other of those jobs more fun, Jessica?
I think maybe for me is the signings. That way I can put a voice to the face.
Yes.
Meeting the clients.
Because in the initial setting, all you do is hear them on the telephone.
You don't
get to hear. Well, I guess you probably hear a lot of their stories, though, in the initial consultation contact. I imagine that you spend a lot of time hearing very complex stories from people, often very heartrending.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard not to feel sorry for them, and your heart breaks for them.
So when somebody calls in, how do you make a decision about whether or not it is a case that we are going to be interested in?
I guess I do the intake still, and then I make it your guys' decision if we should take the case or not. That way I can, when I call them back, I just tell them, you know, I'm sorry, this is something we don't handle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to get at, is that people can't just make one call and end up with a phone appointment or an in-person appointment because we still have to figure out if it's an appropriate case for us.
Yep.
There are a lot of things we don't do that you get a lot of calls for. People might call about a divorce or about a workers' comp claim or about an auto accident, and we just don't do any of those things. So what do you do with those folks?
I have a referral list, so I look up the attorney's names with the appropriate attorney that practices the matter that they're calling about, and then I refer them to two or three different attorneys.
And we do try to give three names when we make a referral. We're not really vouching for the competence or sophistication of those people. We're just giving them the names of the people who we would call if we had those kinds of cases. Well, I'm just curious if you know, what is the most common kind of case that you get a call about that we don't do?
Medical malpractice.
So a lot of people are trying to find out if they have a claim because they've had some medical problem or a family member has.
Yeah, and I think what they think is because they're elderly that we will help them no matter what issue they have. So they'll call us, well, you know, I was in the hospital and I want to make a claim against my doctor. And I will tell them, you know, okay, well, let me find a medical malpractice lawyer for you. And they're just confused. Well, don't you do elder law? And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, we specialize in elder law, but we have different categories that we do.
Yeah, we don't literally do everything that might have anything to do with an elderly person. And for that matter, not all of our clients are elderly themselves.
Yeah, correct.
You get a lot of calls from family members about someone who is elderly,
yes.
I think. So my mother has fallen and now we need to place her in an assisted living facility. And where does it go from there?
After that, then I'll ask them questions. Does your mom live here in Pima County? Does she have a trust or a will? And I'll just take bunch of notes and send it off to you, Elizabeth, and Jackie, and see if we can help her, or if someone wants to take the client. Oh, you know, like Jackie's a lot. I'll take the client. I'll talk to them. And
are you saying Jackie is easier to get into than Elizabeth and me?
Yes.
she's more welcoming.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's good news. Now my feelings are hurt. I guess I'm going to have to be more generous.
Well, your client, you're pretty booked until probably like mid-August.
And as we're sitting here doing this in July, 2-3 weeks out it's at least that long to get in to see any of us, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And Elizabeth is probably at the end of August.
Yeah.
I think Amy's more flexible.
Yeah, and just to be clear to people who don't know all those names, that's Amy Matheson is one of the lawyers here. Jackie Mingle is one of the partners and lawyers. Elizabeth Freeman and myself, Robert Fleming, are the only four lawyers we have. And one of us has to say yes before you're going to agree to take a case.
Yes, definitely.
So you've got to get it back to us, hear from us, get back to the person. Mm-hmm. How often do you hear from people when you get back to them saying, well, that took too long, I've made other arrangements?
Not really. A lot of people, if I call them and tell them, you know, hey, I have an opening on this day, a lot of them are like, oh, well, that's too far for me. Let me see if I could find another attorney, and then if not, I'll get back to you. And a couple of times I've had people call back saying, you know, well, you're actually more sooner than other attorneys, so we can go ahead and schedule that.
You've been doing this for how many years?
About almost 2 years.
So you first started doing the intake function in the office just before the pandemic hit. And do you have a sense of how much busier we are after the pandemic?
Oh, actually, we are not as busy as we were during the pandemic. I think during the pandemic was one of the busiest that I've ever seen.
Yeah, and you say during the pandemic like it's all over. Of course, it's not all over, but our inability to see people in the office is reduced, and people are going about their business a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some sense of why there were so many more people during the real lockdown period?
I think a lot of people were more afraid of the virus since we didn't know too much about it, and they wanted to make sure their estate plan was in order if something were to happen to them. And I think now people are more relaxed and are not as, not scared.
Not as anxious.
Yes.
I think that's right. And I think the other related thing is that a lot of people who have busy schedules, maybe they weren't retired, they were working, suddenly didn't have anything that they could do. They didn't have work to go to, and they didn't, maybe their school was canceled or they were doing it online.
Yep.
And so they had more time to take care of the list of things that they meant to get to, one of which might be including their estate plan.
Yeah, definitely.
What percentage of if you have a good sense of this, what percentage of the calls that you get are about estate planning, and what percentage are about the other things that we do?
I would say 50% is estate planning, and 10% probate, 10% guardianship.
And then a scattering of other things.
Yeah.
And that's after we get past we even do this at all. What percentage of callers do you suppose you end up saying, we don't do that, or we don't work in Arkansas or wherever they call from?
Yeah, I would say maybe 5%.
So only 5%. Really, I would have guessed it was higher.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lady call. She lived in Beverly Hills. She listened to your podcast, and she wanted you to do her estate planning, but she lives in Beverly Hills. And I kept telling her, I'm sorry, we don't, you're a client, you're a resident of California, so you have to do it there. And she was just not happy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I guess I have a Beverly Hills kind of voice, perhaps. Well, the other thing you do, Jessica, is to handle signings. Mm-hmm. And we do them a little differently, I think, than a lot of law offices do. So after someone has seen the lawyer, had their estate plan drafted, has looked over the drafts, maybe they've come in and made changes, or we've had conversations on the phone, when they actually schedule their time to sign, you're one of the two people in the office who they meet with, rather than the lawyer.
Yes.
Are the lawyers usually involved in those signings at all, or are you mostly doing them yourself?
I'm mostly doing them by myself. Sometimes the client would ask, oh, is, you know, Robert here, or Elizabeth, or Jackie, or Amy, where I can just say hi, and I'll go and, you know, grab you guys if you guys are available to say hi. But mostly it's just me doing everything.
And you and a couple of witnesses.
Yes.
It takes three, sometimes four people to complete a signing, doesn't it? And I think we've decided that if everything is set up and the people know what they're doing and you've been trained in how to conduct the signings, it's an efficiency matter to not have a fourth or fifth person in the room.
Yeah.
And the lawyers don't need to be actually actively involved in the signing.
Yeah, correct.
So in your 2 years, before you did this, you started here doing different things, didn't you?
Yeah, I started off as a receptionist.
You had a long history of being a receptionist and legal assistant at other law offices.
Just one other.
I said offices because I know you worked for multiple lawyers all at once.
Yeah.
An office that had a number of different law firms in it. So tell me, in your couple, 3 years of time at Fleming and Curdy, what's the most memorable, peculiar thing that has happened, aside from the dogs running up and down the halls?
I guess the most memorable one is just us getting together at Topgolf and just, you know, taking the relaxing, hitting some balls and, you know.
And having a mariachi serenade.
Yep.
Well, and that's something that we try to do. We try to keep a family and relaxed attitude at Fleming and Curdy.
So yeah, it makes the bond grow a little bit more between all the coworkers, and I think that makes us work better together.
Well, thank you for using that as your illustration, because it does give me a chance to highlight how familial we are in the office.
Yeah.
Everybody says their workplace is like a family. Not literally everybody. You often hear people say that, but it's really like that here.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you. I've been talking to Jessica Lopez, who is the intake person. And before we leave this, Jessica, I need to highlight the fact that what you tell people they need to do when they do make an appointment is to fill out a questionnaire.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the questionnaire?
Yeah, so we have a questionnaire online that's fillable, and you can fill it out there. And once you hit submit, it goes straight to me or to Robert. We save it, and if that's something that you cannot do online, we can also mail you a hard copy, and you can either mail it back to us or bring it in when you come to your appointment.
And just for people, potential clients, we should highlight that is encrypted. It's very secure. It doesn't go anywhere except to your desk, and when you're not there, I can get them as well.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And we save them in a secure environment inside the office. And people can go back and update them. They can print out the information for themselves. And it's proven to be a really efficient way to collect information.
Yes, I actually like the online questionnaire.
It's a little bit of a daunting questionnaire, but we really do need most, if not all, of that information. So, and as you say, we can get it online. Anybody who is about to make an appointment can go to our website, check the Contact Us box, and under that drop down, there'll be access to the questionnaires for the various different kinds of work that we do.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. I'm glad I remembered to go back and cover that little bit of ground. And otherwise, I've still been talking to Jessica Lopez, who is the intake and signing person, legal assistant at Fleming and Curdy, the Tucson, Arizona elder law firm that handles these elder law issues podcasts. I'm Robert Fleming. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Jessica. And we hope that you all will listen in next time as well. Good day.